It's February, huh? Hi, I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Happy 40th anniversary to Late Night with David Letterman. That show started February 1st, 1982. David Letterman will be the guest on Seth Meyers Tonight, which is pretty cool. If you're a Letterman fan, don't forget, Saturdays in January, I did a four-part series about Late Night with David Letterman. You can go back in the feed and listen to those. Also, I want to thank you, and I should probably thank Joe Rogan, Pete Davidson, and unfortunately, Louis Anderson, and especially Bob Saget. January, far and away, the most listened to month for this podcast. A few quick football jokes at the top, and I've got a bunch for the middle. Alonzo Bowden tweeted, first Aaron Rodgers and now Pat Mahomes. Is Jake from State Farm the jinx? That's good. Sam Morrill, maybe now people from Cincinnati can stop talking about Skyline Chili. I'll do more football in the middle of the show. We got to talk about Joe Rogan. If you live on planet Earth, you've probably seen Joe Rogan, Spotify, Neil Young, was it Joni Mitchell, Nils Lofgren, everybody coming, Harry and Meghan coming for Joe Rogan now. By the way, cross plug for Palace Intrigue. That's the show I'm the writer on where we talk about the royal family. Yeah, Harry and Meghan coming to Joe Rogan. That's great for both podcasts. Please keep it up, Harry and Meghan. Love you. Joe Rogan posted a 10-minute video on Instagram Sunday night. Joe trying to get in front of this Spotify controversy. I'm still waiting to see what happens if Taylor Swift forces Spotify to make a move. Who will they pick? Spotify had announced they will post content advisories to podcast episodes that contain discussions about coronavirus. Rogan said he agrees with the decision to add a disclaimer. He posted the video saying, there's a lot of people that have a distorted perception of what I do, maybe based on sound bites or based on headlines of articles that are disparaging. Rogan said he wanted to do the two episodes with Dr. Robert Malone and Dr. Peter McCullough. Those are the episodes that everybody's upset about. He called them very highly credentialed, very intelligent, very accomplished, saying their opinions differ from the mainstream narrative. I wanted to hear what their opinion is. I had them on, and because of that, those episodes were labeled as dangerous and featuring misinformation. Rogan said he had a problem with the term misinformation because many of the things we thought as misinformation a short while ago is now thought of as fact. Rogan continued, if there's anything that I've done that I could do better, it's having more experts on with differing opinions right after I have the controversial ones. I would most certainly be open to doing that, and I would like to talk to some people with differing opinions on the podcast in the future. I do all the scheduling myself, and I don't always get it right. He said he's a fan of both Neil Young and Joni Mitchell. He's not mad at them. I feel very sorry they feel that way. I most certainly don't want that. I'm a Neil Young fan. Joe added he once worked as a security guard at a Neil Young concert. I pledge to balance out the more controversial viewpoints with other people's perspective so we can find a better point of view. I don't want to just show the contrary opinion of what the narrative is. I want to show all kinds of opinions on all topics and not just COVID-19. My point was to create interesting conversations, and once people enjoy, if I've ticked you off, I'm sorry. And if you enjoy the podcast, thank you. He also thanks Spotify for being supportive. And he thanked the haters for spurring him to reassess what he's doing and to put things into perspective. And I think that's good too, said Joe Rogan. By the way, I listened to the Jordan Peterson interview that I think I talked about on Friday's podcast. That, to me, sounded like the Tim Heidecker parody of the Joe Rogan show. Peterson would say something, Joe would actually ask him a follow-up question, and Peterson would, like, tap dance and basically do improv and come up with a answer that, in my humble opinion, seemed half-ass, if that. And then Rogan would ask him again, and they would move on. They covered so many topics. It's just, I see why people lose their minds with the show. Timing is everything, and I feel like Howard Hessman got lost in the shuffle. Dr. Johnny Fever from WKRP in Cincinnati passed away Saturday in LA. This news broke a couple hours before the football games on Sunday and kind of got lost in that Sunday shuffle. Even in my case, I wasn't home on Sunday. I went to visit my son, so I couldn't even jump in the studio and do something about it. I was a big fan of WKRP in Cincinnati. Hey, I'm a certain age and I work in radio. Of course I like WKRP in Cincinnati. On my personal Facebook, I posted a picture of Howard Hessman as Dr. Johnny Fever and just wrote the word booger, which was a plot point from one of the episodes, and all the radio people were thumbs up in that. Hessman was 81. His wife Carolyn said he died of complications from colon surgery. From the New York Times obit, Dr. Johnny Fever had been pushed from a Los Angeles radio station where he was a star, making six figures according to the show, and then he wound up at WKRP, which was like a loser station in Cincinnati. He had gotten fired from the LA station for using the word booger on the air. Times have changed. Esmond told the New York Times in 1979, I think maybe Johnny Fever smokes a little marijuana, drinks beer and wine, maybe a little hard liquor. And on one of those hard mornings at the station, he might take what for many years was referred to as a diet pill. But he's a moderate user of soft drugs, specifically marijuana. I didn't know this. Back in San Francisco, Hessman helped start an improv troupe called The Committee. He also worked as a radio DJ himself in 1967 at KMPX. He played, quote, strange tapes, unquote, from the rock movement and smoked a lot of pot, always against my will. Hessman told the Times in 79 that he spent 90 days in the San Francisco County Jail in 1963 for selling an ounce of marijuana, a conviction that was later thrown out for entrapment. Howard Hessman would later say that smoking marijuana was sort of a residual hobby. From ET Online, Bob Saget's friends had a little ceremony over the weekend. They called it a punk rock shiva. John Mayer, Dave Chappelle, Jeff Ross, Mark Maron, and Seth Green shared some pictures of themselves on Instagram, and they shared that John Stamos was also there, two of Saget's daughters. Jeff Ross said, after Bob's fancy funeral, we threw him a small impromptu punk rock shiva upstairs at the Comedy Store. We laughed and cried for hours. Did you watch Saturday Night Live? It was not good. I have like nothing to say about it. It was one of those episodes. I was actually up Saturday night. I banged out like 5 episodes of The Amazing Race with my daughter. We're like addicted to that show. And then I'm like, oh, it's 11:30 something. Let me put on SNL. And it was one of those episodes you could tell from the get-go just wasn't gonna fly. The opening sketch was okay, which is usually a good tell. And then it was just bad. Vulture wrote, overall, the episode was weak and really didn't use Willem Dafoe well. Willem looked awkward reading his lines, and sketches where he had to play himself didn't do him any favors. Yeah, it was not good. Now, the next episode of SNL should be good. Your host, John Mulaney. That's right. Now, John Mulaney must have heard yesterday's episode of Daily Comedy News, specifically the Comedy Power Ranking segments, where I said to John Mulaney, who is dipping in the Comedy Power Rankings, hey, enough with the baby, enough with Olivia Munn, time to do some comedy. Mulaney heard the podcast and went, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Called up Lauren, was like, I'll host. Now, SNL's not on for a while. Pesky Olympics bounced the show. So the next SNL is February 26th. Check your calendar. That's like 3 weeks away. But John Mulaney will be the host. Musical guest LCD Sound System. John Mulaney will join the 5-time host club. He also reaches the 5-time hosting mark quicker than anybody else. I guess that means Tom Hanks will come by again. That's cool. I mentioned today's the 40th anniversary of Late Night with David Letterman. Now, I saw this great article with Jay Leno. I shared it on the new Reddit. Have you been to the new Reddit? It is Daily Comedy News. Also shared it on the Facebook group, which is a Daily Comedy News podcast group. Fantastic article. I'm going to be picking away at it this week and for some future travel days that I have. But Jay talked about Letterman. And if I'm not going to talk about Letterman today, when am I going to talk about Letterman? St. Pete Catalyst said, you were a favorite guest on Letterman in the 80s. You were always sarcastic about the rich and famous. Did you have to dial that back for The Tonight Show? Jay said, well, you have to dial it back because now you're rich and famous. You can't pretend you're sitting in economy now because people don't believe it. You got to adjust to the situation you're in. Those were my favorite years doing Letterman. There's a magazine called Success Magazine, and Letterman was on the cover. Of course, Letterman hates any time of adulation like that. So I walked out with the magazine and I said, Dave, I saw you on the cover of Success Magazine. You know, I'm on the cover of this magazine, and it was twice the size, and it was called Super Success Magazine. My face was bigger than Dave's. Everything was just bigger. That was my favorite thing with Letterman. When he was in the Playboy interview, I came out with the Playboy and he goes, yeah, yeah. And I go, you know, Dave, I'm on Women Are Our Equals magazine. That's so great. That's a good joke, Jay. It was so stupid. It was so much fun. Those days, that was the first time I was on a TV show with a contemporary. When I would do The Tonight Show, I'd say, Mr. Carson, and he'd go, call me Johnny. I couldn't do that. Whereas with Letterman, we were contemporaries. You could be sarcastic and have fun with it. The best part of being older now is you can just trash people your own age or people younger than you without that age thing. St. Pete Catalyst said, all right, I'm going to tread lightly here. The Late Night Wars. Conan Letterman, what do you think? If we can use the word legacy in quotes, some people are still feeling a little tender about it. Jay said, well, legacy is hilarious. All that's left really is numbers. Yeah, we kept the show number one. That was my job. St. Pete, talking about those days with Letterman, though, the fact you guys aren't ever going to be pals anymore, it's a little sad for some of us. Jay said, it's fine with me. I have no problem with it. I'd go on Dave tomorrow and do What's My Beef and everything. Look, I'm a huge believer in low self-esteem. I think it's the key to success. If you don't think you're the smartest person in the room, you shut up and you listen. I mean, I truly believe you're only as good as your last joke. And when I go on The Tonight Show now, when I go on with Jimmy Fallon, I go on as a stand-up. I don't sit down and complain and go, you know, in my day, you go out and you tell jokes. I go out in the street and I meet young people who only know me from Jay Leno's garage. Yeah, I guess. When you're talking to somebody who's 22, they were 12 when I was on. They didn't watch it. In terms of the late night wars and all that nonsense, look, I always say, who do you tackle? The guy with the football. And The Tonight Show is the football. So people are going to attack you and beat you up and say nasty things. All right, fine. Please. It's all part of the job. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by All Pro Lines. That's my go-to podcast on Tuesday because they combine football and jokes. I like jokes. I like football. You at least like jokes. So we're halfway to getting you to download All Pro Lines wherever you get your shows. They also have a Twitter feed, and I steal their jokes because I'm the Carlos Mencia of promos. From the All Pro Lines Twitter feed, and again, if you listen to All Pro Lines, professional comedian Kostaki Economopoulos will tell these jokes with a well-trained, well-honed cadence, not just some idiot sitting with a USB mic in his basement who doesn't understand timing, doesn't understand pacing, doesn't know how to hit a punchline properly. So just imagine these upcoming jokes told properly by Kostaki Economopoulos on the All Pro Lines podcast. You got me? All right, here we go. The Chiefs were up 21-3 late in the first half and completely fell apart. Who gave the halftime speech? The Falcons? The Bengals had the best turnaround since Jennifer Lopez. The Bengals had 21 unanswered points. Sounds like me arguing with my wife. Kansas City hasn't been this upset since they learned about the McRib. The Bengals came from behind, which makes them honorary Greeks. See, I left the pause there and I mugged for the camera like Bob Hope would. I don't think it's fair to have a home Super Bowl game. To keep that from happening, they should host it in Detroit and Jacksonville in New York. The Rams have the first openly gay kicker. He's not shiny gay. He's Matt Gay. And you see Tom Brady may or may not be retiring. How's this news? Boston man retires in Florida. And for the win, this next joke is amazing. Brady's career is so old, Chris D'Elia wouldn't date it. Thank you, All Pro Lines. Everybody clap. That is a fantastic joke, All Pro Lines, wherever you get your shows. Speaking of football, there's a comedian named Sean Payton, not to be confused with recent New Orleans Saints coach Sean Payton. Sean Payton was talking about Sean Payton stepping down and said, one of my biggest regrets as a comic was not being successful enough to afford a ticket from New York to New Orleans to watch the Saints in the Super Bowl. I was still building my career in New York, so I watched the game in a bar in Queens. He gave some comedy advice saying, people say, do what you're good at and love what you do. The thing I've always been best at is opening myself up completely and laughing at myself. That's how I made friends as a kid, humiliating myself. Something I've always been good at is being flawed. If my strength is living with the flaws, why not born there and show how funny they can be? In 2006, Sean Payton, the comedian who never coached the Saints, moved to LA, but felt a nagging sense that New York was where he needed to be. So he came to New York, and a psychic told him that because his mother was pregnant with him in 1978, which was the year the Yankees won the World Series, he was destined to end up in New York. Of course, Payton realized even the psychics in New York are Yankees fans. All right, I told you about the new Reddit, which is Daily Comedy News. Jump on there. Facebook group, Daily Comedy News Podcast Group. And if you want to leave a voicemail, you go to podinbox.com/Daily Comedy News. Lane Spurkus did that. Let's hear what Lane's got for us today. Now, he recorded this before the weekend, but Lane commented on the New Orleans comedy scene. See how I tied this all together? I play on the shows.
Hey, friends. It's Lane Spurkus. I'm a stand-up comic in New Orleans, and I got to say, it's a big week of comedy here in the Crescent City. Fortune Fimester was in town earlier this week. Todd Barry, he is here now at the Dragon's Den, a venue where you can see me perform sometimes. Sean Payton will be back here February 3rd to film his special at Tipitina's, and the following night, Nate Bargatze will be at the Orpheum. So a lot of tantalizing comedy options for listeners in the Gulf South. Maybe DCN should do a remote.
Good stuff, Lane. Thank you. That sounds like a really good lineup of comedians hitting down there. Todd Barry, if you've never seen Todd Barry, he's fantastic. And go see Sean Payton if he's in town this week. Absolutely. As for doing a remote from New Orleans, I'd like to do remotes from everywhere. I just have to figure out what's going to pay for these remotes. Know what I'm saying? The last time I was in New Orleans was when I was working at Sirius. I was down there for the Colin Kaepernick 49ers Super Bowl. I guess that's been a while now. Yeah, wow, that went fast. I was down there to work with Jeff Foxworthy, who did me a favor and did Radio Row for us. And here's a quick Jeff Foxworthy story. So Jeff shows up. I ask him if he'd like anything. And he asked me if there was a Subway nearby. Yes, there is, Jeff. I'll go get you something. And yes, I would go get something. I don't send the intern. I went to Subway myself to get Mr. Foxworthy a sandwich. I don't remember what he wanted, but I remember him asking, can I have a bag of chips? And I looked him in the eye and I said, Jeff, you can have two bags of chips. That's your comedy news for today. Podinbox.com/dailycomedynews. Leave me a message. Reddit, Daily Comedy News. Facebook group, Daily Comedy News Podcast Group. If you like what I do here, buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Follow the show. Apple, Google, Spotify. You know what to do. See you tomorrow.